A grand jury in Massachusetts is hearing evidence about how the Boston Archdiocese of the Roman Catholic Church supervised and dealt with priests who sexually abused children. Legal experts say that holding church higher-ups accountable for the criminal activity of others is a long shot, but not impossible. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Legally, Attorney General Tom Riley can't confirm whether a grand jury is looking at charges against Cardinal Bernard Law or other officials, but Riley does say he's doing everything he can to find out what church higher-ups knew about abusive priests and what they did or didn't do about it.
We are using every tool that is investigative tools that are available to us to obtain the information that we need to understand exactly what happened, what needs to change to make sure the children are protected and safe.
Riley says his investigation of the church reveals a clear pattern of sexual abuse by priests that church officials knew about but didn't stop.
The fact is that something is as wrong as that, reprehensible, terribly wrong, doesn't necessarily mean that it's a violation of our criminal laws.
Legal experts agree that prosecutors may have a hard time trying to hold church officials criminally liable for crimes committed by priests they supervised. Some of the cases are simply too old. And former prosecutor Wendy Murphy says for church officials to be guilty of being an accessory or aiding and abetting a crime, Massachusetts prosecutors would have to prove the church officials had criminal intent.
Even if they know beforehand that abuse is going to occur, and even if they help to cover it up afterwards, that's not enough for criminal liability because you still have to show that the aider and abettor intended that the abuse occur and wanted the child to be molested.
Murphy says it may be easier to prove obstruction of justice. In the reams of documents released by the church, she says there are some suggestions of trying to elude the law. In one letter, an official says he'll let now-retired priest Paul Shanley know if he hears about victims going to the police. And there's also discussion of setting up a safe house for accused priests. Victims' attorney Eric McLeish would not comment on whether that might be enough to lead to criminal charges, but he says it does raise questions.
What was the Archdiocese of Boston doing, talking about the establishment of safe houses where individuals like Paul Shanley could be placed? I think that the answer is that they wanted to have a place where priests who were under the gun could be stashed.
Meantime, in a move that may indicate just how hard it may be to hold church higher-ups accountable, a grand jury in Westchester County, New York, issued a report this week blasting church officials there for allowing accused priests to keep working with children, but no indictments came of it. The grand jury said stronger laws are needed. District Attorney Janine Pirro.
This grand jury in particular was very disturbed by what they heard. They wanted very much to make sure that the law be changed so that people can be made accountable for what they consider to be criminal behavior.
The grand jury also wants lawmakers to eliminate the statute of limitations in cases of child sexual abuse. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.